In Southern California, thousands of people are struggling to put their lives back together after losing their homes to wildfires. It's said that the landscape of Southern California is born to burn and be renewed in fire. The fires are referred to as natural disasters, but investigators believe that all 10 of the recent wildfires in California were caused by humans. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
There are wildfires every year in California. Some are sparked by lightning. Some begin when high winds blow down power lines. But 90% to 95% of them are caused by people, says Karen Terrell, Chief Public Information Officer for the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection.
Arson is only about 10% to 12%. Most of the time, people cause fires using equipment, and that's things like using a chainsaw or a weed eater, a lawnmower that chips a rock and sends a chip into dry grass and causes a fire, that kind of thing.
Such accidents can sometimes be devastating. Investigators believe that the Cedar Fire in San Diego County was started by a lost hunter who lit a signal blaze. The fire spread over 280,000 acres and killed at least 14 people. A criminal investigation is ongoing. In fact, the causes of most of the recent fires are still under investigation. Authorities believe that four of them could be arson, but they're only sure about one so far. That's the Old Fire in the San Bernardino Mountains, which burned more than 90,000 acres and killed six people. Chip Patterson is the chief spokesman for the San Bernardino County Sheriff. He says they have eyewitness accounts of two men leaving the scene in a gray van.
Something was thrown out the window that started the fire, and we haven't released exactly what that is, but that much we do know based on witness accounts. So we know how it was done, and we know when. We just don't know exactly who.
A sketch of the driver of the van has been widely published. Deputies are sifting through leads. In Los Angeles County, one person has been arrested for causing one of the recent fires. 23-year-old Dekron Armuchian allegedly set a fire in the San Gabriel Mountains last week, says Edward Nordskog, a detective with the LA County Sheriff's Department. Fortunately, he says, Armuchian was spotted before the fire spread out of control.
He was spotted by civilian hikers who approached his fire and were going to put it out. It was about 4 or 5 feet in diameter at that time. And he physically stopped them from putting out his fire and began to say that there would be danger or trouble if they put it out. So they went and contacted sheriff's deputies. It took an hour for them to get to this area, and he still was there by his fire.
Sticking around to watch the fire fits the profile of a wildland arsonist, according to the Department of Forestry's Karen Terrell.
Typically, the wildland arsonist is a young, white, male loner. More than 60% of them are between 18 and 24 years old. And we ask them, why did you do it? And they'll often say things like they just enjoyed watching it burn, or they enjoyed watching the air tankers or the helicopters. It's really quite simple.
And, says Terrell, investigators are often hard-pressed to find evidence they can connect with a suspect.
But sometimes devices are used. Sometimes we have eyewitnesses. So it is difficult to prove, but it can be done.
Still, arrests in wildland arson cases occur rarely, and usually, says Terrell, only after the arsonist has started a lot of fires. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.
California Governor Gray Davis wants firefighting efforts improved. He and Governor-elect Arnold Schwarzenegger are appointing a panel to review the strategy used to put out recent fires. They're naming fire and forest service officials, state legislators, and city and county officials. Davis says he also wants the commission to update building regulations and make it easier for the military and states to cooperate in firefighting.